Church, that brings us to our first objective for the series. We cannot be complacent with our life. We cannot be complacent with our life. The subtitle for today's message is this: The Time for Better is Now. The time for better is now. Turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 5. Church, if we're going to do the work of restoration, we cannot be complacent with our life. We're going to do the work of restoration. We cannot be complacent with our life. What do we mean by our life? Let's define that word life. It has a whole lot of different meanings. When we talk about our life, we're talking about the whole of who I am. That's my life. My life is the whole of who I am. It is all that makes up who I am. All that makes up who I am. So when we talk about our life is how we live. Our life is the priorities that we have. The things that we serve. Our life is the environment that we maintain. See, it is the whole of who we are. The priorities we have, the things we serve, the environment that we maintain. It is the company that I keep. The company that I keep. My life are the things that I do and the things that I create, the whole of who I am, my priorities, the things I serve, the environment I maintain, the company I keep, the things that I do and create. But if you take all of that and boil it down to a more simple definition, this is what life is. Life is the period from birth to death. Life is the period from birth to death. That's a different way of looking at life. In other words, life is a defined period of time. Doesn't go on forever, not natural life. Yes, we have eternal life. But natural life here on this earth, it is a defined period of time. It's not going to go on forever. So what that means is I don't have forever to do better. It means I don't have forever to get it together. It means that I cannot keep starting over and over and over and over again forever. You know how we do? We start all over. Start from the beginning. We cannot do that forever. Life is a defined period of time. And if my life is not what it should be, eventually I will run out of time to fix it. See, church, sometimes we are complacent with our life, the most valuable thing we have. And we are complacent with our life because we expect to have plenty of time to get it right. And we expect God to keep us while we are wrong. We have every expectation that we have time to get it right and that God will keep us while we're wrong. We expect His mercy. We expect to wake up the next day after what we've done the night before. We expect Him to forgive us. We expect Him to bless us when we fall short of His standard. We have every expectation that He's going to keep us while we are wrong. So many times we find ourselves saying, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. And we've been saying for a long time, I'm going to do better. Haven't done better yet. And in our mind, we have all the time in the world. And so we say day after day, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. Still drinking, smoking, fussing, cussing, sleeping around. I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. Still lack self-control. Still can't control that tongue. Still can't stop gossiping and backbiting. But I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better, and yet I'm still lazy, undisciplined, and childish. I'm going to do better, and yet I'm still bitter, unforgiving, and resentful. I'm still angry about things that have happened 20, 30, 40, 50 plus years ago. Everyone who offended me is dead and gone. I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better, and yet I'm still harsh, I'm still mean, I'm still abusive, and I'm still prideful. I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better, yet I'm still self-centered, selfish, and superficial. I'm going to do better. Haven't done better yet. See, I'm complacent. Complacent with my life. All of us have something on this list. Don't worry. It's okay. All of us have something on this list. I'm not excluded from the list. It's okay. Complacent with our life. And so days turn into weeks, and weeks turn into months, and months turn into years. And I'm still the same. I'm the same person in my 40s that I was in my 20s. I'm still the same person in my 60s that I was in my 30s. I still have the same issues, still have the wrong heart condition, still have the wrong attitude, still take the wrong actions, still engage in the wrong reactions. My mouth hasn't been cleaned up yet, still have the wrong associations, still in the wrong environment. Why? Because I am complacent. Just complacent. I may not be happy with it, but I'm satisfied. Yeah. Satisfied enough to leave things as they are. Church, we cannot be complacent with our life, because our life is important. Your life is important. Your life is valuable. It is valuable to God and important to others. So when we are complacent with our lives, we don't just harm ourselves, we harm those around us, because church people need us. People need Christians. They need the church. People need the truth. They need us. They don't need what the world has to offer. They need us. Church, our families are suffering and dying. I guarantee you, if all of us stepped back and looked at our families, I'm talking about our extended families, we would all see the same thing. We would see a confused multitude. Sheep without a shepherd. Families where there's no longer any moral authority in the family. Families where there are no teachers of good things in the family. Everyone just doing their own thing, believing their own thing. Our families are suffering and dying. Who is going to lead them in the right direction if it's not us? But am I in position to do that yet? Or am I still working on doing better? Church, our children are struggling. They are hurting. They are withdrawn and they are angry. Our children don't feel loved. They don't feel loved. Well, yes, they do. My children know I love them. Our children know that I love them. No, they don't. Our children don't know because we don't pay attention to them. They don't know that they are loved. They know that we love what they love. We love the same stuff they love. They love Facebook. We love Facebook. They love to text, we love to text. They love to tweet, we love to tweet. We are right there alongside of them. That's not showing them love. They know that we love what they love. They love material. We love material. Whatever it is they love in life, we're loving it too. But who is going to love our children? Am I willing to sacrifice for them? Help them navigate the difficulties of life? Or am I still working on doing better? Church, in these difficult and perilous times, our church is supposed to be a safe place. You walk in these doors, it should be a safe place. A place where someone can be healed and restored and grow. But am I willing to get rooted in love? Am I willing to walk in oneness with my brothers and sisters in Christ? Am I willing to stop warring one with another and do my part to build the church? Or am I still working on doing better? Church, the time for better is now. Because if we continue to be complacent, failure threatens to overtake us. If we continue to be complacent, failure threatens to overtake us. Well, Pastor, we're getting there. When? When are we going to reach our destination? When are we going to get to the place that we ought to be? Not perfect, but pressing. When are we going to get to a place where God can use us and trust us? Trust us with other people. Trust us with children. When are we going to get to the place where God can use us to restore others? Because failure is threatening to overtake us. Write it in your notes this way. Failure is threatening to overtake me. Failure is threatening to overtake me. While I'm slowly making my way through life, failure is right on my heels. While I'm coming around to getting it together, failure is getting closer and closer. See, because while I'm walking, failure's running, breathing down my neck, threatening to overtake me in life. Church, we cannot be complacent with our life. God has need of us. Your life is important. Your life is valuable to God. We cannot be complacent, because when we are complacent with our lives, we fail in three different ways. These are the points for today. When we are complacent with our lives, we fail to, point number one, do. When we are complacent with our lives, we fail to do. What is it that we fail to do? We fail to do the work of righteousness. When we are complacent, satisfied with who we are, where we are, we fail to do the work of righteousness. In other words, we fail to apply God's standard of righteousness to our life. We fail to apply God's standard of righteousness to our life. See, when I'm complacent, I realize that I'm not living as a Christian ought. But I have no real interest or desire to change. I can live better, I just don't. Now, I may have moments of guilt, may feel bad for a day or two, but I really have no interest in changing. See, as a Christian, we need to understand that we have the ability to live an abundant life. But when we are complacent, even though we have the ability to live an abundant life, that's not the life that we live. We live a lower quality of life. It's a life that is not ideal, but it's a life that we learn to accept. We learn to accept it. Why? Because we're complacent. It just seems like it's going to be too hard to change. just too hard to fix these things. So I don't like the lower quality.